Bless you, Abba Yahweh, for another day your tender mercy and love kindness upon us. We thank you once again, Abba Yahweh, for entering into your house, your tabernacle, Abba Yahweh, to Shabbat your precious name this day, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we ask you to bless the house down there in Savannah where the pastor is today, as well as the house here, Abba Yahweh. We ask you to anoint the word today, Abba Yahweh. As the brother speak to us, Abba Yahweh, bind up every spirit to try to come against him, Abba Yahweh. Touch every soul this day. Break the shackles and the bondage from off your people, Abba Yahweh. For knowing that they have a hope in your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh and your precious son, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Thank you, Abba.
Hallelujah.
Once again, Abba Yahweh, I come before you, Abba Yahweh. Asking you to bless the house today, Abba Yahweh. Let your Kodesh Ruah have his way, Abba Yahweh. Touch your people's hearts today. For knowing that we have a hope in your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And your precious son, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. You may be seated. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh is good to us today, saints. To share his tender mercy and his love kindness upon us once again. To see another Sabbath. Knowing that only through him that we are arriving to see another day. Precious Abba Yahweh showed his love toward us this day. And we will not be ashamed to praise his Kodesh name. For we know someone didn't make it up this morning, saints. But he showered his love down upon us once again. Brought us into his tabernacle. He breathed the breath of life in us where we can open up our mouths and shabak his precious name. And I won't be ashamed. And as the song goes that we just got through singing, saints, I will wait on precious Abba Yahweh, and I will be of good courage. And as the brother preached Wednesday night, I will hold fast to the word that he has spoken to us, because there's too many examples in his book of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, of how they went through the fiery furnace, and how they hold on, because they know that they had a hope. They know that they would get a deliverance, saints. Daniel's in the lion's den. He hold on. Even though he got a little weary because one of Abba Yahweh's Malachim got buffered by Satan. But Abba Yahweh told him he heard him the first time that he prayed. And he will hear you as well, saints. If you believe him today, saints. His word is true, saints. If he's really real in our hearts today, saints. Turn with me to 2 Tehillim 25 and 2. We need to trust him today, saints. As the brother was preaching Wednesday night, we need to hold fast. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures because we have another precious brother going to speak to us today. It says in Tehillim, Psalm 25 and 2, O my Abba, I trust in you, and let me not be ashamed of knowing your precious name, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son name, Yeshua HaMashiach. For by his precious son, I have been engrafted to eternal life. As long as I walk in his truth. Because as the brother was saying Wednesday night, it's not because that he has been called a preacher, but the word that he speaks to us that bring life unto that inner man. That is what we're standing on, saints. That is our solid rock. That is our foundation, saints. The truth of Abba Yahweh. He said, the Shemayim and the Olam shall pass away, but not one jot or one tilt of his precious truth. Oh, are we trusting his Torah today, saints? Are his mishpachs in our hearts today, saints? Are we being driven away by the lust of this flesh? Are the desires of this world? Are we waiting on him today, saints? It says in Tehillim 25 and 2, O my Abba, I trust in you. And let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. And he won't, saints. As long as you give the situation to him, saints. As long as you trust in him, saints. As long as you get out of your will and get in his way, saints. Saints, you can get the victory, saints. He says the way that seeming right to man in his own eye, but the way thereof is death, saints. Only in Abba Yahweh way that we can get the victory, saints. He said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper as long as we trust in Abba Yahweh. Are you trusting him today, saint? But he will keep his condition, but we've seen it in his words so many times. How he kept Job in his affliction. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he will deliver you, saints. All you got to do is just trust him, saints. He will give you the victory, saints. He said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan came to buffer him, saints. He trusted in the word, saints. That's our victory too, saints. That's the only thing we got to stand on, is his word, saints. Yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed with transgress without cause. Show me your ways, Yahweh. O Yahweh, teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. And teach me, for you are the sovereign ruler of my salvation. Oh, do I wait all the day? He tell the people all they could do, stand still and see the salvation of Abba Yahweh. That's all you have to do, saint. That's all you have to do. Or he'll fight your battle. He said, vengeance is his, says Abba Yahweh. Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies and your love kindness, for they have been forever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember you me for your goodness sakes, O Yahweh. Good and upright. Verse 8, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Verse 11 say, for your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquities. For it is great. For we say we love Abba Yahweh, but we still transgress. Oh, Abba Yahweh, forgive us. For we put our name upon your lips, but when it comes time to prove ourselves, we fail. Oh, help us, Abba Yahweh. Oh, Abba Yahweh, that our words be true. That Abba Yahweh, we just don't speak the word from our mouth, but they become real in our lab, Abba Yahweh. That's the only way that we can get the victory, saint. They would be real deep within us, saints, and not in a man, saints. It just can't that we be speaking a word of calling Abba Yahweh's name, and we really don't believe it, saints. This day and time where Satan is going to and fro in a mighty rage, saints, we need to really let this word be grounded and rooted within our lives, saints, because this is not a playing thing, saints. Satan is no joke, and he's seeking all he can that when this thing ends, to take them to damnation, saints. As the brothers speak to the house, saints, let us receive this word, saints, and let it take root, saints, because it's time out. It's time for the real conditions to set apart people to stand, saints. Time for us to show Satan that Abba Yahweh have a people that is going to stand in these last and evil days, saints. Are you part of that people, saints? Are you that one that Abba Yahweh have to stand for him, saints? Because the time is so short. Even Satan know that, saints. But do the condition of Abba Yahweh know it? It's time out for a bunch of plans, saints. But it's time to let Abba Yahweh take hold of our whole being. That we crucify this flesh daily. That our mind be on the things that are in the Shemayim. That's the way we walk every day of our life. Thinking of how even more of every day that we become more perfective of having that man of Yahshua HaMashiach. Because only in him do we have eternal life. Not in our ways or not in our thoughts. Or not in the things that we do that pleases this flesh, saints. But only we need to please Abba Yahweh to make it in, saints. Because it's coming a lot sooner than we think, saints. And are we ready to fight this battle? Because it says not of flesh and blood, but it's of a ruah. And we fighting principalities, wickedness, and high places, saints. And you're not going to win without Abba Yahweh on your side, saints. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. What is man? He that fears Yahweh. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall chooses. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Turn with me to Helium 37:7. Wait on Yahweh, saints, and be of good courage, like the song say, because we have a hope in his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. He won't let you down, saints. He won't let you down. He didn't let his son down when he stayed in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. He got up, saints. We're going to get up, saints. We are going to get up. Don't let Satan take that hope from you, saints. Keep the emunah, saints, the faith of Abba Yahweh. It will lead and guide you into all truth, saints. Don't let Satan take it away from you. Let him be a liar. Let Abba Yahweh be truth. Because his truth is going to stand, saints. And we're going to live for eternity with Abba Yahweh. Oh, thank you, precious Abba Yahweh. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. Tehillim 37:7-8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. Yea, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of Shalom. And he will give you peace, saints, if you just trust in him, saints. He said, not the author of confusion, but of Shalom. We know who the author of confusion. He said, we had an adversary that was coming in this earth, and he had no part of Abba Yahweh in him. And that's why our battle is against, saints. He knows the only way that he can get us is through this flesh of ours, trying to draw us out of the desire of the things of this flesh. Oh, saints, Abba Yahweh, it's worth the wait, saints. It's worth the wait to see our Abba Yahweh, to be home at last. Turn with me to, just a little more, saint. To Lamentations 3:24. Verse 24-26. Yahweh is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Yahweh is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Oh, saint, that's all you have to do is seek him with a pure heart. He said he knelt to those with a broken heart and contrite spirit. And that is, saints. He wants you to give it to him, saint. He wants you to cast all your cares up for him. For he cares for us. He cares for his people, saints. Yahweh is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Abba Yahweh. Turn to Micah 7:7. One verse, verse 7. Micah 7:7. Therefore, when I look to Yahweh, I will wait for the sovereign rule of my salvation. Yahweh will hear me. Zephaniah 3:7. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction, so that dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever, I will punish them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Verse 8 say, therefore wait you upon me, says Abba Yahweh, until the day that I raise up to the prey For my determination is to gather the nations, and truly he's coming to gather those all together that are his, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them their indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. And he is truly a jealous Abba Yahweh. For he will only want you to belong to him, saints. He don't want you to have no other God before him, saints. But only in Abba Yahweh is our trust, our belief, and only his ways that we walk in, saints. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, and that he is doing, saints. He'll give us his true name, Abba Yahweh, and his son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that they may all call upon the name of Abba Yahweh to serve him with one consent, and saying, let us be in that one mind and one heart, saints. That was Zephaniah 9, verse 9. Zephaniah verse 11 say, in that day shall you not be ashamed for all your doing, when you shall have transgressed against me, but then I will take away out of the midst of you them that rejoice in your pride, and you shall no more be haughty because of my Kodesh mountain. Zephaniah 12, I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Abba Yahweh. Verse 13 says, Zephaniah, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and nothing shall make them afraid, because we're trusting in Abba Yahweh. And we no longer we trust in him, as this scripture say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because he is our refuge, and he is our high tower, and we are up under his wing of protection, conditions. Verse 14 said, sing, O daughter of Zion, should O Israel be glad and rejoice with all their land, O daughter of Israel. Verse 15 said, Yahweh has taken away your judgment. He has cast out your enemy. The king of Israel, even Abba Yahweh, is in the midst of you. You shall not see evil anymore. What a mighty Yahweh we serve. What a loving Yahweh we serve. Oh, to tell us people that right there, that we have no worry, that we don't need to be afraid of what Satan may bring against us, or what Satan may try us with, or bring against our mind. He'll give us the victory over every circumstance, saints. I bless you, Abba Yahweh. Oh, he's so good to his people, saints. Don't you want to wait on him, saints? As the song say, don't you want to see him and look upon his face on the streets of honor? Let us lift our voice. Cares have passed, and home at last. Ever we will rejoice, saints. Oh, Abba Yahweh is good to us, saints. He's so good to us. Isaiah 40:27. Why say you, O Yaakov, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over from my Almighty. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting Abba Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Oh, all you got to do is trust him, saints. That's all you have to do. Trust him and believe in his word that he speak to the house today, that he'll bring joy to the soul, saints. He said, let the weak sit us strong in the might and strength of Abba Yahweh. Eat, verse 30 of Isaiah 40, verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall early fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. Oh, thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Oh, for your words of strength this day, Abba Yahweh. Ezra 2 and 10. Thus says Yahweh unto Israel, tell my people that I will give them the kingdom of Israel, which I will have given to Israel. Their honor also will take unto me, and give these everlasting tabernacles which I have prepared for them. They shall have the tree of life for an ointment, a sweet savior. They shall neither labor nor be weary. Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaven is come, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but you shall be merry and have abundance. In that reading, saying, wait and trust in Abba Yahweh. And as the brother say, hold fast, because his word is truth. And it's to see us through this battle that we're going through. Just for a little while, saints. That's all, just for a little while. And it'll all be over, saints. Just endure. Don't get weary, saints. Don't let the devil bring doubt to your mind, saints. Just hold on. When it seems like that you can't make it, saints, just call on Abba Yahweh. Even if it take tears, saints, let it be. He cried for us, saints, and said his tears were as great drops of blood, saints. Oh, let us give to Abba Yahweh. Let us cast all our cares upon him. For the battle is too heavy for him, but there is nothing too impossible for Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh. For it's good to know that we have one that cares so much for us, that he gave his only begotten son for people that wasn't worthy, saints. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. As Brother Dale come forth, let the good Jesus greet him with a hearty hallelujah, Yahweh. Let us stand to our feet, saints, and greet the brother that come forth. Yes, now let us greet him for hearty hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you, Abba. Truly, we are blessed today, saints. I thank Abba Yahweh for another day he's allowed me to speak. I thank him for life today. I pray that the word be a strength unto your heart today, or that it may give you strength, may be a blessing unto you. And I pray that his word be a strength unto you. To those that are listening today on the live stream or the internet, I thank Abba Yahweh. For truly it is a blessing today, saints, whether we can see it or not, whether we realize it, to be a kedushim of Abba Yahweh. As Sister Jean always pray in her prayer, thank you for this place. And we should be grateful today, saints, for this place, whether we can see it or not. Because truly, we are blessed today, whether we can see it or not. I look out amongst us to see like an old man like Elder Martin there. Come on, saints, I drive all day. And hardly will you even find an old man like with that type of character, because they want to be young. They want to be cool. They want to be hip. They want to ride around in the cars with the rims, and they want to act like the young boys. It's a shame today, saints, for this is a wicked world today. Young men, hardly you find that, saints. I talk to people. I conversate with them. And young men, their minds are far from Abba Yahweh. And we're blessed today, saints. And we need to realize that in our minds. Get it in our lives. Truly we are blessed today, saints. Come on. We're blessed today. Young men like Brother Josh, come on. Young man get promoted like that on his job, you don't find that, saints. Come on. That's Abba Yahweh. That's Abba Yahweh. You look at the kids today. How many of you go out and take your kids to the stores? And you're not going to tell me that people don't look at your kids and say there's something different. Come on, saints. That's Yahweh. There's nothing you've done. There's nothing in you. Because if you were out there, your kids would be just as corrupt as the rest of them. But we ought to be grateful today, saints. Come on, saints. We're blessed today. This place is a blessing. Whether you struggle with living here or not, whether you like it, this place is a blessing. It's a blessing unto my heart. My heart is grateful. I don't care what nobody say. My heart is grateful. I thank our Yahweh. And he didn't have to choose me, but he chose me. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we ought to be grateful today, saints, but this place is a blessing. It's a blessing. Look at a young man like Kevin. Come on. Man got it made. We got it made today, saints. We don't got to worry about no bills, no struggling. Come on, saints. I've been through them streets out there. I know. I've been your age, son. It's a blessing. You're blessed here, son. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, mother like Mother Fran. It's a blessing. Got it made. Bless the Baba Yahweh. Just conserve Yahweh. You got to worry about your kids. Nobody trying to beat you out your money or nothing. You got it made. It's a blessing today, saints. It's a blessing. I thank you, Yahweh, for this place. I thank you. I thank you for a true man of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. I thank you for a true man of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's not a hireling. He's not a hireling. We're here, as Brother Jermaine was saying, his testimony that we all are part of where he is today. And that's true, saints. That's why we're here amongst one the other. Because you all are part of where I am today. Because I live here amongst you. Come on. Hallelujah. We all are a part of one another's lives. We're one another's keepers. You all help me to walk straight. I help you to walk straight. That's the purpose of living like this. Yahweh brought us out of that mess out there. We're blessed today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. For my heart is very grateful. I am happy today. I thank my Abba. For he is my stronghold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for, as Sister Jean said, thank you for this place. Hallelujah. Whether we realize it or not. I bless Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. I thank him for today. And as I go into my message here, I want to talk about this corrupt generation today. And truly, this is a corrupt generation. It's filled with wickedness and pride and arrogance. These people out here today, they are very haughty. And we shouldn't be that way as calling ourselves Kedushim of Abba Yahweh. We shouldn't be. And I look at the scripture in Sirach 10 and 12. You all don't have this, so just listen as I read it. It says, the beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahweh. That is the beginning of pride, saints. And his heart is turned away from his maker. That's the beginning of pride. That's how these people are today. They're not thinking about Yahweh. They're so far from Yahweh. Far from him. And say in Sirach 10 and 13, it says, for pride is the beginning of sin. And he that hath it shall pour out abominations. Now someone's heart that's filled with pride, it's going to be pouring out all kind of evil and wicked things. Things that are not of Abba Yahweh. They are not. They are the things of this world, the things of this life. That's what's going to pour out of someone's heart that is filled with pride. And what is an abomination? It's an extreme disgust. It's like a hatred. And that's how these people are today. They're very hateful. They're all about themselves. They're not about helping the next person. If you break down out there on the side of the highway years ago before we moved here, 10 years ago, someone might have helped you, but not now. They're going to be blowing the horn for you to get out of the way. And that's how it is today. And you look at it from when we first came down here to now, it's worse, saints. It's worse. And they say, for pride is the beginning of sin, and he that hath it shall pour out abomination. And it goes on to say, and therefore Yahweh brought upon them strange calamities. And what is calamity, saints? What is calamities? It's a state of deep distress or misery caused by a major misfortune or loss. And it goes on to say, an extraordinary grave event marked by great loss or lasting distress and affliction. And that's what calamities is. It's upon them strange calamities. And it says, and in Sirach 10 and 13, it goes on to say, and overthrew them utterly. And that's what that pride does. It causes that strange calamity where they just distressed, they're angry, they want you out of their way, move. I got to do what I got to do. Hallelujah. Psalms 10 and 2. You all can turn that with me. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. It said, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. And we don't have anything here today, saints. We are a poor people. But we are the people of Yahweh. Thank Abba Yahweh for that. Say, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. And say, let them be taken in the vices that they have imagined. And see, the wicked out there, that's what they're doing. They persecute the poor man. You got a man that goes out and work a 9-to-5 just to take care of his family. And you got some rich man sitting around adding up or trying to figure out some other kind of way that he can get another dollar out of the poor man so he can become richer. And that's how it's set up today, saying that system out there is set up like that to where every dime that you make is spent before you even cash your check, it's gone. Everyone that's out there, I talk to a lot of people, and every person I talk to, they always talk about their bills, this, this, and that. And that's the story throughout the land, saints. That's the way this system is set up. It says, the wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. But see, and it goes on to say, as I read earlier, let them be taken in the vices that they have imagined. See, they're going to reap what they sow. It's going to come back on them. It's going to come back. And it goes on down, Psalms 10 and 3. He say, for the wicked boasteth of his heart desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom Yahweh upheld. Let me deal with this first part. He say, for the wicked boasteth of his heart desire. You look at these young rappers today, these young boys, how you're rapping these rap songs, and how they boast of how they take advantage of the young girls, and how they're stacking their money and the cars, and they just boasting of their heart desires, and that's all that's on their mind. Their minds are far from Abba Yahweh. Far. Their minds is on what this life can offer them. Something temporal. Hallelujah. And in the second part of that, Psalms 10 and 3, it says, and blesses the covetous whom Yahweh abhorreth. And what is abhorreth? Abhors, to regard with extreme repugnance, to turn, to keep away from, to reject. And that's what Yahweh is doing. He is that whom Yahweh abhors. Yahweh rejects that. He rejects the wicked, for the wicked boasts of his heart desire and blesses the covetous, and whom Yahweh abhors. Yahweh hates them. He rejects them. But the wicked, they're going to bless them, those that they know that's in it with them. You know, the rich going to bless the rich. And that's how it is. And that's how the system is set up. And it goes on down to say, in Psalms 10 and 4, it says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek Yahweh. Yahweh is not in his thoughts. And that's the truth that they say. Yahweh is far from the thoughts of these people today. This world today. But this is a wicked world, saints. Yahweh is far from their thoughts. Right here in Psalms 10 and 7, it says, his mouth is full of cursings and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity and evil. And that's how, as I was saying earlier about these young boys, that's all they do. That's what their rap songs are about. They're cursing, they're calling the young girls as what you would call a female dog. And that's what this is saying. It said his mouth is full of curse and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. And that's what, just like I was saying earlier, it's vanity. All about rims and cars and, you know, houses and the things of this life. The vanity things. Things that's going to perish away. And you are a sad individual. If you hear this truth and you go back to something like that and get taken by that, something that's temporal, vanity, You are, of all most people, sad. Psalms 10 and 8. And it says, he sitteth in lurking places. It's talking about the wicked, saints. What is a lurking place? It's a place of concealment. The rich man, he goes to their big corporate secret meetings, and they sit back and they figure out how can they get another dollar, as I said earlier, out of the rich man. The man that's working a hard 9-to-5 job. They sit back, and to lurk is to lie in wait in a place of concealment. And it says in the dictionary, it says, especially for an evil purpose. And that's what this adulterous generation is doing today, this wicked world. The rich, that's what they're doing. They sit back and say, Psalms 10:8, he said, he sitteth in lurking places of the village. In the secret place, does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. His eyes are privily. What is privily? It's private and secret. That's what he's doing. He's sitting back just thinking of another way he can send you a credit card scheme or any another way he can send you a pamphlet in the mail. You get this percent off of this and that, and you fall for it. And it says here, and in the secret places doth he murder. When you murder something, and I looked that up, it says to kill. Then it's got in parentheses, a human being, unlawfully and with premeditated. See, that's just backing up what the scripture said. It's premeditated. They're set up to murder you. Premeditated. It says malice, to slay, to put an end to. It's like a tease. And it also says, hey, tease the torment. Torment. And that's what it is. It's like a teasing. They just teasing you. That's all it is. It's setting you up. And as the people of Yahweh, we got to be wise. We can't be taken by these things or the things of this world. We got to be set as a defense of the gospel of Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Yahweh. We got to be the saints of Yahweh. We have to be strength. We have to be strong as a people of Yahweh. Wise and not taken by the things of this world. Hallelujah. It goes on down to say, it's Psalms 59 and 12. It says, Psalm 73 and 6. It says, therefore, pride can pass them about as a chain. Violence cover them as a garment. And what is that saying to us today, saints? It says that pride, they're covered by that pride. And what is pride today? It's the quality of the state of being proud. It's an inordinate self-esteem. You know, where you're thinking it's all about you. It's all about what you got to do, your thing. This is mine. Nobody else's. And it also, it says, a reasonable justification, a self-respect. And that's what he says, therefore, pride can pass them about as a chain. And that's what that pride does. It has you're self-absorbed. Self-absorbed, as the definition is saying here. And it says, and it also calls a disdainful behavior and or treatment. That means you're going to treat people the same way that you feel, because you're so full of that pride. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. In Proverbs 8 and 13, and it says, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. And we should hate evil today, saints, even if that's in our hearts. And even if that's in our brother's heart, in one of our brothers or sisters' heart. We should hate that evil. And we shouldn't shun it. We should hate it. It says, With pride cometh in coming shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. See, when that pride comes, it's not going to be with you long. And next you're going to have shame. They say, but those that are of a humble spirit, those that are lowly, they have wisdom. If you ever approach someone that's arrogant and pride, you always see things happening to them that brings them to shame. But somebody that's of wisdom, they're very careful. Even how they approach you and how they talk to you. And you never see those shameful things that come upon the one that's loud and has got this air about them. It always happens, saints. And it says only, Proverbs 13:10, it says only by pride cometh contention. Now, we live here in the community, and I guarantee you every situation that pastor has dealt with a brother, sister, or two brothers, I guarantee you there was some type of pride involved. I guarantee you. It's because the scripture says here, say only by pride cometh contention. Only. So in order for there to be contention, one or the other had to have pride in their heart. Either the one brother, or the other sister, or the other sister. Somebody had to have pride in their heart. Because it goes on to say, but with the lowly, I always say, but with the well advised is wisdom. Yeah. So if someone is well advised, they have wisdom. And there wouldn't be no contention because they would know how to handle a situation. Regardless, if one brother blows up and another brother got the wisdom, then he would just handle himself. He would humble himself. But if one has pride and the other has pride, then you have a contention. And it says, only by pride cometh contention. And it goes on down, Proverbs 16:8. And it says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And see, saints, whether we believe it or not, this nation is going to fall. This is a prideful, as I said earlier, a prideful nation. This is a corrupt generation. And the scripture is saying here, it says, pride goeth before destruction. And as we look at things around the world that's going on, how Israel is attacking Hezbollah, and it says that Israel is attacking Ebola, and it says over. And it's only over because two soldiers were captured. Two Israeli soldiers were captured. And saints, if we don't think that that's coming to this nation, over, you look at that something that small and how they are bombing that country. It's a shame, saints. That's a wickedness. And it says, and it goes on to say, as I read 16:18 Proverbs, a haughty spirit before a fall. It said Proverbs 29:23. Said a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. And that's what I was saying earlier. If you look at someone that has pride, there's something that's always happening to him that's bringing him low. Then he's got that pride in his heart and he's right back up there, you know. And it says, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. It makes me think about the story of Tommy. And when the old woman was asking him to fill out the application, and he said, he was like, you know, he didn't respond. And she told him, she said, look, you all know the story. He said, a man's pride shall bring him low. Hallelujah. And as I go down, I got another scripture here. Wisdom, you all don't have this, but say Wisdom 5:8. What hath pride to profit us. So how is pride going to profit us? It's not. How is it going to profit this nation? It's not. It's going to tear them down. How is it going to profit these young boys in the street? No, they're going to die like dogs in the street, like they already are. You down in Florida, how those young boys are dying by the hundreds of thousands. Just dying over nothing. Just because of pride. You know, you're not going to step on my shoes. He robbed me for my chain. They're senseless saints. And said, what have pride to profited us? Or what good has had the riches with our vaunting brought us? So what has the riches of this nation brought it? Nothing. And it says, what is vaunting? It's a vainglorious display of what one is or has or has done. And it hasn't brought this nation nothing but turmoil. I got another scripture here. It says in Sirach 2:10. And it says, look at the generations of old and see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded? You look at the generations of old, the old folks, they always, some of you may can't remember, but I can. The older women always praying in silent or singing a hymn unto Yahweh. But, you know, they used God back then. And as the old mothers worked in the cotton field, how they always would be singing a hymn. And this is saying that they never was forsaken or they never was forgotten. And that's how we should be. We should have the same faith as it's saying here, as look at the old generation. We should have had that same. Not in this world. And it says, okay, look at the generation of old and see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? No, they weren't forsaken. Yahweh always came through for them because of their hearts, because of their lives desire. Yahweh always came through for them. And it says, or whom did ever despise that called upon him? No one, saints. Yahweh always come through for you. For anyone that has a true desire to serve Yahweh, he's not going to let them down. He's not. He's not. And we can't be filled with that pride, saints. We have to have a humbleness of Abba Yahweh. Our lives had to be filled with his desires, what his mitzvah says, what his commandments is. That's how we have to be, saints. We need that in our hearts as people of Yahweh. And that's the only way Yahweh is going to abide with us, or we're going to be taken with this world today. It's a strong spirit out there, saints. And if our hearts are not truly set to please Abba Yahweh, to abide in his mitzvahs, then we're going to be taken. We're going to be lured out there, saints. And it's the truth. If we don't keep our minds upon Abba Yahweh, we will be taken. I mean, you look at how it's sucking the young people in today, as I said earlier. It's taking them in, saints. And we as the people of Yahweh, we better get it right. Help me, Abba Yahweh. So I want to, as Brother Pat said, there's something in me to where I want to serve Abba Yahweh. I want to be saved. And this thing is real. It's got to be real, saints. And living like this, you can't hide it. It tells on you. It tells whether you're sincere, whether you're greedy, whether you're looking for another bite to eat. You know, it tells on you. It tells what's in your heart, how you are as the people of Yahweh. Living like this, it tells. Yahweh brought us out of that mess, as the scriptures say, into this wilderness, that we may be saved as the people of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I thank Abba. So we got to get a humbleness about ourselves. A true repentance unto Abba Yahweh. It says, in my conclusion, I got a few scriptures here. It says, in Deuteronomy 8:2, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, as I was saying earlier, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And that's what this does down here, living like this in a community setting, being of one mind, of one faith, brotherly love. We should be one big family, saints. One big family. That's how we should be. And it says in Deuteronomy 8 and 14, it says, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. See, that's what happens when your heart gets lifted up with that pride. You get attacked by the Spirit and it draws you out. I mean, you look at the ones that were here and that left. You knew how they were when they were here. That's how they were. So that's why they went back to the way that they act. That's why they went back to the world, because that's what was in them. Lust, pride of this life. That's the only reason. As Brother Pat said, I believe it was, they went out from amongst us because they were never of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. And it says in Deuteronomy 8 and 15, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness? Who led these things? It wasn't nobody but Yahweh. Who kept us while we were out there? Who kept us? It was Yahweh, because we were chosen from the foundations of this earth. That's who led us. That's who kept us. Who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness? Because I know a young man like me, well, I'm, you know, high school quarterback, football player, thug on the weekend. So I know it was Yahweh who was keeping me. I knew all the time. I knew it was something different about me, because I was supposed to die like a lot of my other young friends. At least I felt that way. So that was a great and terrible wilderness, saints. Many times I said, if I don't get it right, as I used back then, God, I felt something was about to happen to me. And my mother would say, and my daddy also, go see that preacher. That's what he told me. But even though I was hard-headed, rebellious young man, but Yahweh chose me. And when I felt that thing easing up on me, I don't know if it was the angel of death or whatever it was, but I say, that's it, I quit. And I've been in the church ever since. I've been serving Yahweh ever since. And I thank God for Yahweh that I was able to take heed, because a lot of my friends didn't. They weren't able. And I've known them, that friends that I grew up with, and I knew something was about to happen to them. And I've even said it. 2 weeks later, I can count three of them that 2 weeks later, they were dead. And I believe Abba Yahweh gives every man a chance. I mean, we may not think that because it's one of our relatives or something that may die, but believe me, I believe Abba Yahweh gives every man a chance, because he gave me a chance. And I think he's a just, almighty creator. I believe he is. And say, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. But there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? It was Yahweh, saints. He brought me forth. He brought you forth too. You're still here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8 and 16, it said, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna? Who's feeding us today, saints? Abba Yahweh. He's feeding us today. He feeds us from this pulpit all the time. All the time. It's just a matter of us applying it to our lives and living it, and not just hearing it, and it's coming out and going into the draw. It's just a matter of us just living it, saints. Because he's feeding us. He's feeding us. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not? Huh? That he might humble thee. And that's what this is. I said earlier, he's humbling us, saints, that we might be saved, that we might make it in by the skin of our teeth. And that he might prove thee. We've been proved today, saints. We are. We've been proved today. To do thee good. Y'all don't hear me. He say, to do thee good. Y'all don't hear me. He said to do thee good at the latter end. Hallelujah. He said to do thee good at the latter end. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. And he's going to do us good, saints, if we hold on. If we hold on, he's going to do us good. We shall reign with him, saints. Hallelujah. Thank Abba, Yahweh. Hallelujah. If we can get over this flesh, see, the flesh, it's lazy. It don't want to do anything. It don't want to praise Yahweh. It don't want to say hallelujah. That's how the flesh is. It's lazy. And the only reason the flesh is like that, because it's not in your heart. That's why. That's why it's like that. Because it's not in your heart. Just to be grateful. Just to be grateful to Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's why your flesh is like that, because it's not in your heart. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. I thank Abba Yahweh. As I always say when I get up here, for my heart is grateful. For my heart is very grateful. Thank you, Abba. Yes. And that's why the flesh is that way. See, the flesh says that because Deuteronomy said 8:17. And it says, and thou sayest in thine heart, my power and my might of mine. See, that's that pride speaking again. See, we think it's something that we have done, you know, something about us. But that's not true, saint. And it says, hath gotten me this wealth. No, it's nothing that I've done that's gotten me, that has gotten me this wealth that's in my lab. Nothing that I've done. It's only Abba Yahweh, because I will be just like the next foolish boy out there, foolish young man that's my age. I will be the same way. Deuteronomy 8:19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget Yahweh and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. And you hear this thing? He say, that's Yahweh speaking. I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And you mean to tell me that the ones that were here that have, it said earlier about eating this manna, the ones that have eaten of this manna, that the word said that it's going to testify against them. They have eaten of this manna. It's going to testify against them. And what else did it say? And it says, and I, Abba Yahweh, testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. So they think if, you know, they go out here amongst these heathens, that they're going to make it. They're not. They're not going to make it, because this world is going to suck them in. It's going to suck them in. There's no way you're going to live out there amongst these people. Why would Yahweh put this type of life in his scriptures if he didn't mean for us to abide by it? Tell me why. They're not going to make it. Whether they're your kinsmen, mine, it doesn't matter. That's what the word says. It says Yahweh said that he would testify against them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. It says Psalms 69:32. It says, the humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahweh. I want to seek Yahweh, saints. I want to live. I want to live. And it's one key word in there, though. It says the humble. We have to be humble, saints. We can't be like this world today, full of this pride and this arrogance. We have to be a humble people, a humble people of our Yahweh. It goes on to say in Psalm 69:33, for Yahweh, he hears the poor. So Yahweh, he heareth us today, saints. That's if you are of a poor and a contrite ruach. That if you're not, that's if you're not lifted up with this pride and this air. That's if you don't allow that to be in your leg. And it says, and despise not the prisoners. And Yahweh, he doesn't despise us, saints. But I'd rather be a prisoner of Abba Yahweh than a slave unto this system. If this is wrong, which it is not, I'd rather live this way than go out there amongst those heathens where I don't have any brothers and sisters. I'd rather live this way with the people of Yahweh. We have our struggles, but still, we're brothers and sisters. We help one the other. I love you all, and I hope you all love me. That's just my heart. This thing is real to me, saints. It's real. I thank God for Yahweh. I thank it for all things. Thank it for my wife, for my kids. My heart is grateful, saints. I thank Abba. Thank it for my brother Jermaine and my precious deacon. What a blessing. It's a blessing to be amongst people of like faith. No, we're not many, but we don't need many. We just need him, saints. That's all we need. That's all we need. Abba Yahweh. That's it. And it says, a people without a vision. What is that vision, saints? What is your vision? You know what your vision should be? Abba Yahweh. That's what the people's vision should be. Abba Yahweh. Thank you. I thank Abba Yahweh today. I pray that the words that he's given me today was strengthened to your heart. Those of you that are listening on the internet, live stream, I pray that the words was a strength into your heart. And that they may be a blessing. They give you strength for the times to come. But truly, we are in a perverse generation. And this thing is, I truly believe in my heart that it's coming down. And if you got the Ruach of Yahweh, you can see it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for the blessing of those words to the house of the Kedushim. Letting us know that we'll be able to stand in these last and evil days. Even though we're of this world, even though we are in this world, we're not of this world. And it said, love not the things that are in this world. For our minds are on the Torah, and we have the mitzvah in our hearts. And our ways are to please our Abba Yahweh. And we're going to stand and see him in these last days. Brother Pat, come on up. Abba Yahweh is good to us. Let me tell you, saints, when you get behind this pulpit, it's not a plaything, saints. It's serious when we stand behind here. Because we know that we're treading on Daniel's ground when we stand behind here. Don't you know Abba Yahweh can lay us down standing right up here behind this pulpit? And the word that we speak to the Kedushim is true from our hearts. And we try our best to do, to speak the thing that what Abba Yahweh put on our hearts to the Kedushim, that they may be able to stand in these last days, as well as me, because I first got to be a partaker of the word that I speak. And I want to make it in, saints. Just as well I want my brothers and sisters to make it in. And like the brother said, we are family. And most men in the world, the way that they would know that we are the true condition of Abba Yahweh, as we have a pure love for one another, having not one man and being one of accord of his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Let us stand to our feet, saints. Spoken this day, Abba Yahweh, a word of life unto our souls, Abba Yahweh, as well as the other brothers, they speak to the house. And I thank you, Abba Yahweh. Watch over the pastor, they travel back home, Abba Yahweh. Bring him back home safe and sound, Abba Yahweh. And keep your Melechims all around, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, let your shalom, Abba Yahweh, be with the house this day. But knowing that we have a hope, your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, Yahweh.